Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership Call number 8 on the 29th of April, 2019 at 20 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Cheryl, Daniel, Pat, Erica, Sebastian, Vanda, and Lou. From ICANN organization, we have Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. I do not have any apologies at this time. I'd like to state that the call is being recorded. Please be reminded to state your name before speaking for the recording. And I'll turn the call over to Jennifer. Thank you.
Hi, thanks everyone. This is Jennifer. So I guess I can do the first item for staff on here, assuming that there are no SOI updates, and I will allow people to just jump in if they have any. So the doodle poll quickly on the leadership call time. Thank you all for filling that one out so quickly. The doodle poll actually, the results show that Mondays at 1900 UTC is the preferred time. There was 8 votes versus the 6 votes for Mondays at 20 UTC. So I will post that into the chat here. And unless anybody objects, and Cheryl, Pat, perhaps you can give us the approval to go ahead and make the leadership call on Mondays at 1900 UTC based on these results here. Okay, I see a green.
Just noting Pat might not have logged back in. Vanda's saying 2100 is much better. Where did 2100 come in on the doodle polling?
That was not an option. We polled on 1900 and 2000 UTC.
Yeah, I kind of guessed that, at least with the doodle I filled out. It's like we still have more considerations though, if 2100 is a preference. Can we make the next call 1900? My only reasoning there is right now we will also be doodling for other calls. So for example, Daniel and I had a call at 1900 today because this call was when this call is. If we're going to shift this call, then Daniel and I will be making different choices for other calls.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm trying to avoid clashes wherever possible. If it becomes too problematic for me. You have a problem with 19, though. Is that the case? Anda? 1900 UTC is
no,
a problem
it's
for
okay.
you, Anda?
It's okay for me. It's just better 21, but 20 is okay.
Okay. All right. Well, because we didn't poll for 21, I think it would be a little bit bold of us to suddenly, and we don't have everyone on the call today, to suddenly choose to make that. So let's run through at least until Marrakesh at 1900. It seems to be better for Osvaldo, for example. So let's Pat, how about we run at 1900 based on the doodle until Marrakesh, and we put it on our one day pre-day zero agenda that we asked the leadership team if we would need to review that after Marrakesh. Does that work for everyone? I'm seeing a tick from Pat. Okay, yeah, I'm getting a few ticks. All right, well, let's do that, Vanda. If you can manage 19, it certainly seems to suit Osvaldo, and certainly those in the poll seem to go that way. So let's make that, but we will have a review point at Marrakesh. Certainly you can say we are nothing but accommodating, Pat. and with that, I'm going to shush up and let, I guess, Jennifer have a look at the brief update and that from the outstanding requests. But let's make 1900 so, and we can get the invitations sent out between now and Marrakesh for that time. Thanks. Over to you, Jennifer.
Great. Thanks very much, everyone. And we will certainly do that. So please look out for the invite for 1900 UTC next week. All right. So on items that have are outstanding for staff at the moment, the technical writer, thank you again for approving the description so quickly. The job requisition has been improved, and we're progressing with the internal process, my apologies, for getting candidates for this role. And so as that progresses, we will keep you updated. We are working on getting some more information regarding the Workstream 2 recommendations timeline. At the moment, the caucus group is looking to meet with the co-chairs of the team, and so we expect to have a bit more information in mid-May, and I appreciate that deadline has been pushed out a little bit from when we thought we would have more information, but we will share that information when it's available. Just didn't want you all waiting on it coming out, and it obviously is not yet available. The rest of the updates that we have, that we're working on, the case studies for the GAC work party, and perhaps we can talk about that when we do the updates from the work party groups themselves, and also the updates regarding the face-to-face meeting, which is the next agenda item. So before I move on from the outstanding requests for staff to the face-to-face meeting, does anybody have any comments or questions on the items that I just covered? Okay. I see a couple of comments in the chat. We're definitely working to push the technical writer, Cheryl comments that is time critical. So yes, we absolutely are. All right. So on the face-to-face meetings, I just got a little bit more information regarding the IGF today from meetings team, because there was some clarification requested around the information that they had previously provided. So the meetings team advised that the dates that were blacked out are still blacked out. They are not available to host any meetings during that time because of the availability of rooms at IGF and also the ICANN meeting support staff. If the review team does select dates that are preferred prior to IGF, they will be happy to look into time and space right before the IGF meeting. It may be that the rooms may not be available. However, they have clarified that they will be able to check at that time to see if we can get some space. So, after IGF is the US Thanksgiving holiday, and so they're unable to support, this is meeting support staff, unable to support the 4 or 5 days after IGF due to the Thanksgiving holiday. However, a meeting prior, like I said, we can look into the availability if necessary. So with that, there's also an outstanding request for the meetings team to provide some information regarding costs for meeting at the ICANN locations. That is still outstanding from our side, and we hope to share that in the coming days. And the doodle poll is obviously out. Brenda kindly sent a reminder to get the that doodle poll closed off. If we could do that by end of day tomorrow, then that will help, because we should start thinking about making a decision, especially for the first face-to-face meeting, given the meetings team 90-day deadline, which at the moment would bring us to the end of June. So I think, Nagar, did I cover everything from the meetings team in terms of face-to-face meetings, or is there anything else that we should flag?
Thanks, Jennifer. This is Nagar. Hello, everyone. Yes, you did cover everything, Jennifer. The only thing I wanted to note is, and I know Doodle Poll is in the works right now, with only about half of the review team having filled out the Doodle Poll so far. However, given that we are looking at the possibility of having a meeting in August or September timeframe, if we can at least look into finalizing the location of this upcoming meeting by end of this week, that will help with the planning process for the face-to-face meeting, and the dates could be firmed up as soon as the doodle poll has been completed. Pat and Cheryl, I would actually like to get your feedback on this. Do you think it's possible, given the cost estimates we have in place at the moment for select locations only, to finalize a location for the next face-to-face meeting off of the locations we have now and look into other possibilities for the future face-to-face meetings?
So Nagar, this is Pat. I think that we had some more global items that we wanted to take a look at. I think Montevideo and the China discussions, if those haven't been killed yet, that we ought to balance that from a geographic standpoint. So I think we still need some input before we can finalize that.
I agree on that, Pat, but I'm also quite, Cheryl, for the record, I'm also very cognizant that if indeed the poll for availability works out in an August-September option, and that is also not been finalised. It's desirable, but we haven't finalised that yet. I mean, if we can only get half the review team together, then we have to rethink. But if we're looking at an August-September, or even September-October, but August-September certainly, because it's soon, then that is going to shift opportunities, even in those global options, back to probably an ICANN office space. I'm not trying to bias you anyway. I am just pointing out that it also depends, Nagar, when the block of time works out for everyone, as to which way we can go, whether we can colo with another event, and therefore, you know, take the advantages that that offers versus just meet in an ICANN office somewhere in the world.
Absolutely, Cheryl. And Pat, I understand your comment as well. So given everything that's on the table right now, for the next face-to-face meeting after Marrakesh, how would you like to proceed? Would you like then to wait and see the cost estimates for other locations? Or because of the fast approaching timeframe, would you want to choose one of the office locations for the next face-to-face meeting and then look into other viable options that could possibly connect to other ongoing events for November timeframe? And in terms of timeline and location.
See, if I may, Cheryl here, and I do want to hear from the other leaders, not just Pat and I, but you know, I'm aware, for example, that Michael has stated very clearly that regardless of where it is, he really can't take more time off work until he's already established to take time off work to go to something. So for him, if it's day zero or minus IGF, he can make it. But if it's not, he won't be in that whole block of time. I'm not sure how modifiable that is, but that's certainly what he said to date. And I think we need to make sure that that doodle poll reflects, we look at what that says and that we take into account what they're telling us from all those date selections. Pat?
So this is Pat. So Nagara, I don't have it in front of me because I'm at home today. Travel needs 90 days notice to make sure all the flight arrangements are taken care of. Is that correct?
That is correct, Pat. Yes.
All right. Then for an August, September timeframe, Cheryl, we're going to have to pull the trigger on an office now. I mean, it's May essentially.
And I'm aware of that, which is why I was hoping the doodle would be better subscribed and we would have more data to work with, but there you go. You wouldn't think organizing, you know, what is it, 20 people would be this difficult, but well, yeah, I live and learn still. The other thing is, what we don't need to do is go back to Los Angeles because we know we can't get some of our people into America. So even with the choices of office, we can write one off the list because it would be highly inappropriate, in my view, to know that we would be putting up barriers for people who could not get there before.
Daniel speaking. Can I have the floor, please?
Yes.
Yeah, Daniel, for the record. I suggest that since I see that time is not our best alumni, I agree that it would be good to look at the previous metrics of holding the meeting. And there was the initial survey that was sent. I think the second best option that was being locked out was, I think, the office in Istanbul, having at least a more favorable occurrence for having a meeting. So probably if we can just simply confirm with the members, I think it could also work. Thank you. Because, yeah, also I can see Vanda is mentioning about Singapore and Brussels. I think also the two good options that can allow at least MacFam participants to be able to attend. Thank you. Back to you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Daniel. And I think that actually is very much what Pat was saying. Correct me if I'm wrong. But he was saying we need to, you know, push, we need to make a decision now for a pre-October meeting date if we're going to take a pre-October meeting date in this 90-day schedule. Let's go to Sebastian.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yeah, I just want to repeat something we have discussed also, is that we need to try to embark some people who were not participating to the meeting. And I know they didn't answer yet the doodle pool. That's why it's quite difficult. But the people who are from Asia Pacific, and therefore my preference to allow more diverse participation, it's to have that in Singapore, because I hope that it will be easier for both the ones coming from Australia and coming from China. I don't care really where it will be, but I would like very much that we embark more people, and hopefully it will be easier from Singapore than from other places for them. Thank you.
Thanks. I was just typing to see, Cheryl, for the record, typing to see it. I'm assuming that Lil would have no problem with a Singapore meeting in terms of attendance. Certainly, you know, APAC is, you know, it's a big space. So, you know, it's not like it's real close. Certainly not for Jeff Houston and I, but that doesn't matter. But we do need to, I think, take into account the needs of all of the people. We will also, I think, be in a position to look at another global option if we are going to have another meeting after this. And I thought we were indeed planning that for beginning of the 2020 calendar. Van points out in the chat, and I'll read it to the record, that we do have four persons from South America. And that also needs to be considered. So, Lou, I see your hand. Over to you.
Yeah, this is Lou from this is Lou in on records, and I understand the cost issues for, and also the use the ICANN office for our face-to-face meeting is maybe more convenient for the support team, and I'm sorry again to bring some misunderstanding information in my first email, and but I still please you to consider a China city for one of the, our face-to-face meeting, maybe not after Marrakesh, maybe later, or maybe in 2020. Thank you.
Always helps if you unmute. Yes, Lou, I think I was doing a poor job after some intervention of making it clear then that I was still trying to allude that China, if we look at other options, would still be one of those global opportunities that we could analyse with a little bit more care and consideration. But what we couldn't do, of course, Sebastian, is have our next meeting in Singapore and go to China. That would be reasonable to everyone else in the world who's on the team. You know, but that needs to be also thought about. Lou, back to you.
Yeah. Also, I think in all the office, since I'm in China also from APEC space, AP region. So I think if outside China, Singapore is my first option. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you, Lou. Okay, so we've muddied the waters nicely, Pat. Where to now?
Well, I think we just got to make certain, again, this is Pat, we need to make certain that we get everyone to fill out the doodle poll, and maybe we can poke everybody again on the mailing list after this so that we can get that done and make a decision. I think we've got to make a decision at the by the next time we meet, which is what, next week, right, May 8th? Any objections to that? Okay. No objections. All right. So we'll plan on that. I'll send out a note if everyone else can, you know, kind of encourage everyone else within their SOs or ACs to finish that up. That'd be great. Thank you. So do we want to move on to the work party leaders giving any items that need to be brought to attention to Cheryl or I, or any updates people want to make? I'll kind of go through each group. So let's start with the GAC group. Sebastian, I see that you have your hand up.
Yeah, it was first to say that we have to take into account that the date for the moment, and I know that not everybody have fulfilled the doodle pool yet, but if we take the current answers, dates are the end of August, and we have just to take care that Europe is the end of the holidays at that time. Therefore, it will be quite crowded in the airport. Therefore, I don't think it's a good idea to have any meetings around Europe at that date, if it's those dates we are chosen, and if Europe is considered. But for the rest, finally, I don't care where we go for a meeting, but I would like really very much that we try to have as much as possible people participating. And that say, if you allow me to change topic as you have just done, and to make my short, very short report on what is happening on the board group. Nothing really, but we have a new new Google Doc, I will say waiting for input from the member of the working party. But one thing seems to raise from the discussion in the Skype chat, it's to have a meeting to organize a meeting with CFO Xavier, with the chair of the board finance committee Ron, and if possible I suggest with the chair of the board audit committee. And I didn't get into the board composition, and I don't know who is the current chair of the audit committee. But I think if we have these three people, it will be a good start for a discussion about finance, accountability, transparency, and efficiency for the board and the whole ICANN. I think it's the only points I can figure out to tell you. If Osvaldo has something to add, of course, he's welcome to do it. Thank you.
Acho que não tem mais nenhum. Não, eu te dei mais três. Não posso falar.
I'm assuming next would be who's next? Cab off our rank? It'll be Vanda. Vanda.
Yeah, that's Vanda for the record. Well, I was out a little bit last week, and but I believe we have posted our plan, agreed plan in the Google Doc, and we are waiting for the feedback. Jennifer said that she would talk about that now. So I believe Jennifer can give us any update on that. And then I will ask Liu to see if, because he sent to GAC some requests. So I believe Liu can also talk about that. So for my side, this time is just that.
Thanks, this is Jennifer. So it's just to say that we did send the first case study that was requested by the GAC group to the ATRT3 mailing list, and that was on .amazon. We had asked that you all take a look, those of the team members in that working party, take a look and make sure it was what you were looking for. And if so, we will continue to proceed with the rest of the case studies in that same format. And it's, I just will ask at this point if Vanda, you've had a chance, or anybody else has any feedback on the case study, if there's any edits in style or the type of information that's in there that will be helpful to your work. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. I haven't a chance to do so, but we'll do today, okay? Thank you very much.
Great, thanks.
Okay, Lou, go ahead.
Yeah, yes, I sent an email to GAC, as Vanda said, and also Chair Manel, about our GAC review team process, and also asking some question and the 4 point for GAC leaders consideration. And lucky that Manel replied to me and also replied to our team that GAC will dedicate a 30 minutes slot for us in Marrakesh. And also Manel asked whether this time is enough for us. And also for the case study and for the back consideration of GAC on the decision making things. I will also contact with GAC leaders to exchange ideas if the GAC And also I ask for GAC leaders if they can send one or more people to support the case study on the back consideration, on the back informations. And also we can call for volunteers for GAC members. Also some of my colleagues was once the GAC leaders, in GAC leaders, in GAC leadership. And also if we can have sent more our question list or for the interviews information to get, I think we can get more feedback from GAC. Thank you.
Thanks, Lou. That's great. Anything from that group before we move on?
No, from our side, I believe no. There is no one in from our group in this call. Thank you.
Terrific, and it really is a pleasure to watch the continued progress that's going on in each of these groups, I must say. I'm sure Pat agrees with me. Next cab off the rank is reviews, but I think while I'm about to hand on to Daniel, Jennifer, we should note KC as a formal apology, I think, here. She did give us fair warning that she was running other workshops and wouldn't be available for... she turned up to the one last week, but I'm pretty sure this is one she has apologised for. And I know Michael has just joined. No problem, Michael. We haven't quite got to your bit. Perfect timing, in fact. So, Daniel, over to review.
Daniel, for the record, sorry, we are going to be experiencing a storm here right now. So in case my audio is not clear, just know that there is a storm that is coming. Otherwise, so far we have been doing some document scrapping, and we have already a separate Google Doc where members can be able to feed in. So at least we are still waiting for feedback from the other members, and when Casey comes back into the communication, we shall be able to have some substantial work and we shall be able to report in the next meeting. I think that's my brief update. Thank you.
Short and sweet. Thanks, Daniel. Lou, your hand is still up. I'm going to assume that's an old hand. Leave it up if it's a new... No, it's a new hand?
This is new. And also, I want to add some words on the our tools about Google Doc. And I think Google Doc is wonderful tool. And also, maybe we can, since we have a lot of applications that provide the online writing, reading, and editing the document. So maybe we can try some more and if they can synchronize between among the different tools, so we can easily to use. Since also since we have our members from different countries and different areas. So we can use it easier. And also for me, and maybe for also I agree with Sebastian on the truth. Thank you.
Okay, look, just let me make sure we're clear. The use of Google Doc, which is of course not universally welcomed across the globe, is it one that provides a challenge as a collaboration tool, certainly for you and anyone else in a number of other countries that don't use Google as such. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe we can use. We can use maybe Evernote or other Windows and Microsoft Office Online, maybe for our as our tools to the collaboration online.
Okay, that's fine. You will note then, I personally will not be using any of those collaboration tools because I don't use any of the Microsoft Office suite other than on my mobile phone, which I pay a monthly fee so I can read what Microsoft Office users insist on sending me. So we're always going to be disadvantaging some people. I'm happy to be disadvantaged, that's okay. But let's perhaps raise this as an agenda item again. We did cover it off at the face-to-face meeting, but you weren't available for all of that meeting, Lou. So with respect to your ability to operate within that environment, let's cover off at perhaps the next plenary, Pat, to see whether there's some more thinking or we can start some more thinking on that. Personally, if I have problems getting into a collaboration tool, I can usually find a way of, you know, sending it in plain text or whatever via email to a list and asking someone else to post it or whatever. But that does add an extra layer of complication. So let's see. See how we come up with it. Lou, I appreciate that Trello is free. Yay, another shiny object I get to play with. We'll see what the rest of the group feels, but yeah, never mind. Not everyone is going to like everything and we need to find a way around that. So let's put it on our plenary. So did we actually, yes, I think we did finish reviews briefly and we added Casey to the apologies and we've noted Michael as an attendee, which is great because now we have the full leadership team from communities. Who's going to go, Erica or Michael?
Hey, this is Erica. I can jump in and then Michael, if you want to say anything, just feel free to interrupt me. So I think Michael and I chatted briefly this morning. I think we're still, we haven't had much of an update since the last call. I know we were working on some elements of the scope of our work party. And we've had a little bit of discussion. So between Michael and I this morning, we were talking about next steps. And I think at this point, our plan is to kind of separate out the document, you know, separate out the scope and terms of work, and then also the resources that we need and send more of a finalized version to our team and then, you know, pending approval or at least no disapproval, share that with the membership as a whole, you know, just to kind of get the ball moving a little bit more there and get a little bit more traction. I think we're still kind of working on the options that work best for us for communication. So that's about where we're at now and at least the plans for this upcoming week. And Michael, I'm not sure if you have anything else to add there too. So.
Hi, Michael Karanikos for the record. No, that was an excellent explanation. Thank you. You know, just to reiterate that I think that we're hoping to move towards basically finalization of the scope in order to kind of keep things moving forward. So Erica had that wonderful suggestion today that we sort of send it around, send things around again, and try to push people a little bit more to if there are any further comments. But I think that we are moving towards at least a finalization of this first part so that we can start to think more substantively about areas within that topic that we might require documentation for and avenues for examination. So, you know, I think it has been a bit slow going in terms of bringing people into the discussion, but I also think that you know, it's we are moving forward.
Great, and thanks. And being slow going to start off with, you're going to have plenty to do. It's no problem, you know, getting the foundations well established, and of course, as we come into and out of Marrakesh. your work party is going to ramp up, where perhaps one or two of the others will be at a plateau or different phase. And that's to be expected. These things are going to cycle through our work as well. It's not a race, people, other than to the end. We all need to get there eventually. So make your own personal races to the end, as long as you get to the end and at the right time for the ending, we'll be doing just fine. Pat, did you want to say anything about the work party update?
No, I think it was all very good and very very helpful. That's it.
Terrific. While we've got Michael, I just want to make sure I paraphrased my belief of what he has said about an earlier agenda item. Michael, I was taking your name in vain earlier on when we were talking about opportunities for face-to-face meeting plannings. And I said, as I understood it, your view was that any meeting that was after Marrakesh and before the IGF, you would have difficulty getting to the next time you were planning travel would in fact be to go to the IGF. And so, you know, you may be able to attend day zero or pre that option, but not go to another part of the world for another 3 days in between. Did I quote you correctly?
I think that my preference is to bundle this with other travel just for the sake of expediency. And I see that ICANN meetings are a good opportunity for that because it's a place where like a lot of us are going to be anyway. And similarly, you know, I'm going to be at IGF. I guess some of us are going to be at IGF. I see it that way, but that's, you know, more of a personal thing. But I'm not completely sure the level of flexibility that I'm going to have for travel after July, insofar as I'm starting a new position and it's supposed to be flexible, kind of flexible. But I will not really know until I get started. So, you know, I wouldn't put it in as prescriptive terms as you did, that like I can only do it if it's ICANN. But I have a strong preference to either combining it with ICANN or some other event where, you know, a good proportion of us are going to be anyway, to minimize both our own travel time, as well, I imagine some of the travel costs, because if it's somewhere where we already have funding to go, then we probably won't have to draw as much from the travel budget that we have.
Thank you for that, and I'm pleased that you were able to modify my assumption somewhat. I did want to check that I was trying to quote you as sternly as I possibly could, just in case we didn't take your concerns into account. The conversation at the moment is that we will be wanting to get the Google poll finished as soon as possible. And that one of the likely options for a late August or September meeting would in fact need to be one of the ICANN offices. And Sebastian suggested Singapore because that shouldn't disadvantage any of the APAC people. And that was in fact Lou's second choice if we weren't able to meet in China at that time. That, of course, still means that there is other global options for the early 2020 meeting. But two things. Congratulations on the new position. And hopefully, if we were to do something in a Singapore office, you would, in fact, have some flexibility, because it would be ideal if those who could not be in the Los Angeles meeting were definitely able to be in anything that we run next. Pat, have I missed anything on recapping for Michael before you take us through terms of reference?
I don't think so. The only thing that jumps up, and we can talk about it in at AOB, is a actual budget review to see where we are to date would be helpful at some point in time, Cheryl.
Actually, yes, Pat, that is important. And can I suggest, Pat, what we should probably do is have that as a standing agenda item for at least these leadership meetings.
Yep.
If be so kind as to quite literally give us this is what we've been allocated, this is what we've spent. It doesn't need to be a full accounting. You know, we can all do the subtraction. That is a regular update in our leadership team meeting. Would be greatly appreciated. Pat, are you concurring with that?
I concur.
Okay. And we note that before September wouldn't be possible for you, Michael. If you could perhaps pop into the doodle poll and just, you know, maybe, you know, black out everything but leave what you can in September, that may bias things in your favour. Over to you. I'm going to have a sip of my coffee.
Okay, great. So on the terms of reference on the document itself, I think we're still contingent on getting the tech writer to kind of do any heavy lifting on finalization. But Cheryl, I think that we ought to get the leadership to start reviewing the work that is in there and start providing some edits at this point in time on each of the submissions as they start to come in. Any comments from the group on that? Because we've only got, I guess it's the 29th of April, so we're down to roughly 35 days.
Oh, you've got stunned silence out of the rest of the group there, Pat. Maybe you're putting that days in front of them where they all went, eek.
Could be.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, like I popped into the chat, you know, I wasn't using terms time critical lightly associated with the writer. And yes, as Vanda points out, you know, an earlier date for finishing of the review is required as well. But if as Pat said, you can start not just putting text, but perhaps having a second or a third run through text that might have just been placeholder, and try and get things as fully disclosing to the terms of reference document as you can, that would be a good thing. Remember, we're talking about the terms of reference document here, not a report or progress report for the board. That comes later. Well, it'll come, but it will be coming later. But the terms of reference is the first deadline.
So this is Pat again. So there are a couple of items that we've actually not talked about in great detail, and that is kind of how we're going to put together and present our findings and our recommendations, how we're going to do that. So how about, Cheryl, I'll take a cut at that section this week to put some early thoughts into it so people can start to, you know, tear it apart and add to it and reassemble or whatever. So I'll get that section started and take a look at some other sections as well this week, because we got done with our board meeting last week and our earnings call, so I've got some time this week.
But that sounds great. Now, Van noted a percentage of the work. That is to do with an aspect of the term of reference, Vander, or the reporting? One of the things we agreed to do in our Los Angeles meeting was to have a regular update, probably at some sort of monthly or bi-monthly rotation. Yeah, 6 weeks, it doesn't really matter as long as it's regular. And there is actually enough progress in some of the work for a first sort of dashboard reporting to be meaningful. And I would certainly see that as where the percentage of the work in terms of percentage of the work done is coming in. That's almost separate to the terms of reference. Pat, what's your view on that one?
No, I think that's right, Cheryl.
Okay. All right, then we'll park that, but add it in as an item for discussion at our next plenary. And indeed, that might be a good piece of homework that we can start, you as leaders can start getting your teams to look at. The only other thing if might be, Nagar and Jennifer, I know that other groups in the past have used varying forms of dashboard style reporting. If there is a preferred tool or couple of tools that ICANN uses, if you can let the leadership team know about that, just so there's a clear understanding of the type of data that the work parties need to be generating to make the reporting job easier, that could be something. And we probably should also discuss that at, if not our next call, the one after.
Sebastian, I see you got... I'm sorry, Cheryl.
Sorry, Pat, we just talked at the same time. My apologies. I was going to say, and so, Pat, there is almost a couple of things running into our next seven. And seeing as you ran the last meeting, I'd like you to just add those in, but let's thumbnail out an agenda now to make sure the work parties are happy with the agenda. Thanks. Over to you.
Very good. Very good. So, Sebastian, you've got your hand up.
Yes, thank you. But a few things. The first one is, I guess we had an action item to have a page where we have all the documents, and this page will be sent to us. Maybe I missed a mail, but I think it's still important. And if I can suggest also that when we receive the agenda, if we can have the link about the document we will discuss, and for example, the tour will be a good idea to have the to have the link to the tour directly in the agenda, like that when we receive the agenda, we can, if possible, prepare a little bit the meeting and click on the link without searching everywhere else. Thank you.
Well, that's good. Thank you very much, Sebastian. Nagar?
Thank you, Pat. I just wanted to, in response to Cheryl's comment about reporting, I wanted to, and we can certainly discuss this further later on, I just wanted to highlight that one of the better tools that have been used so far to report on the progress of reviews has been the fact sheets that are published for all of the reviews. The fact sheets get published on a monthly basis. The financials come in on a quarterly basis. And these documents, as you may have seen, cover not only participation and the budget spent to date, but it also actually shows the progress of the review by percentage and shows which milestones have been achieved. So it's a good indicator of progress. And of course, we fill that out collaboratively with the review team, with the leadership group, and we'll ensure that you guys are all on board with the numbers that are being put into the fact sheet in terms of progress. It has to match what's in the work plan, so it's a very clear indicator of how the review work is progressing. We are more than happy to look into and discuss other methods of providing a dashboard or other tools to show, to do reporting on the progress of the work, and we can work collaboratively on that together.
Thank you, Nagar. Okay, so anything else on the terms of reference? Any questions? Like I said, I'll take a first cut at some of the areas this week. And I think you've already mentioned about homework to think ahead for the May 8th call.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think as long as we have noted, make sure we've picked up those requests that Sebastian outlined regarding agenda and various links. It seems to me, Pat, that our next call's agenda will look suspiciously like the last call's agenda, with the addition of the particular items we've added in today's call, including but not limited to looking at the fact sheets or reporting tools that have been currently used in the other reviews. And so, you know, I think there was one or two other things that we said we should look at in our next call as well. So that draft, perhaps if staff has captured in the notes today, we can have that draft agenda sent out to the leadership team list as soon as possible. We can make sure everything is looking like we would like it to look. And then that would also mean that we can get that agenda out in reasonable advance. So if there's material that the work parties need to do to fit that agenda, that gives them a little more time to do it in as well.
Yep, no, that's good.
Jennifer?
Thanks, this is Jennifer. So we can certainly do that. We'll get the draft agenda to the leadership list tomorrow. There's just one item that I wanted to flag to make sure that it does not get dropped off the radar, which is the discussion on the independent review process with David McCauley, which I know was initially planned for early May. And given that there was a call this Wednesday that we're not having, it maybe pushed back a little bit. But Pat, I think you were the point person on that one. I just wanted to flag that and make sure that that item doesn't get forgotten about. Thanks.
So this is Pat. Thank you, Jennifer. David will be at our five. It will be available for our May 8th meeting.
Okay, great. So I can add him to the agenda as well.
Yeah, so please add him to the agenda. All right, we only got a couple of minutes left. Is there any other business that we want to cover today? Jennifer, is that an old hand or is that a new hand?
Sorry, it's an old hand.
Okay. So again, any other business today? Seeing or hearing none. I will go back to you, Jennifer, on confirmation of the action items and decisions for today.
Great, thanks. This is Jennifer. So the decision reached was that we're going to move this leadership call on Mondays to 1900 UTC until the Marrakesh meeting, where we'll schedule some time to have another discussion and adjust the call time if necessary. Action items, staff to follow up with those who have not yet completed the doodle poll on the face-to-face meeting dates, and the team to make a decision by next meeting, 8th of May, regarding the face-to-face meeting date and location. The staff to share budget status on a regular basis as a standing agenda item during this ATRT3 leadership call, and we will send the draft agenda for the next plenary call to the leadership list for the team's review. And I guess I just thought of one piece of AOB. We're skipping Wednesday, but we are still going to have this same leadership call next Monday, correct? On the 6th of May?
I believe that's correct.
Right, okay, thank you. All right, that's all I have, thanks.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Jennifer, and thanks everybody for joining today. Enjoy your Wednesday off, and we'll talk to you on Monday of next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good one, everything. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. Nice holidays.
It's holidays? Who's getting holidays?
Yeah, for here is
where holidays. Are these holidays, Brenda?